Germany's parliament began debate today on a proposal to mobilize 3,900 troops for the U.S.-led campaign against terrorism. Chancellor Gerhard Schröder's cabinet endorsed the mobilization earlier this week, and lawmakers are expected to approve it by a wide margin, but not without some objections, as NPR's Guy Raz reports from Berlin.
Chancellor Schröder wants this badly. Germans no longer on the sidelines, is his hope, no longer engaging in checkbook diplomacy, as they have in past conflicts. And in his speech to the Bundestag, Schröder made it clear that he wants solid support from his parliament. For more than 50 years, the United States has stood in solidarity with Germany, the Chancellor told lawmakers. It was America that enabled us to return to the community of nations, America that guaranteed our freedom and supported our unity. Over the decades, we've taken this solidarity for granted. But, Schröder added, we cannot afford to do this any longer. Alliance solidarity is not a one-way street. The decision to mobilize troops will likely pass with a sizable majority from a broad coalition. The problem for the chancellor is support within his own ruling coalition. Schröder's Social Democrats are firmly behind their leader, but the Greens, the government's junior partners, are less united. 15 of the 40 Green Party members of parliament have already indicated they will oppose mobilization. That worries the Greens' leading member, Foreign Minister Joschka Fischer, who reportedly threatened to resign if his deputies in parliament refused to back the troop deployment. Today, Fischer, the former 60s radical cum pacifist, now globalist, mustered up his best oratorical skills to sway the dissident Greens.
Der politische Rückzug.
Fischer told the parliament that Germany can no longer support the Allies with humanitarian aid only. He added that Germany now has a great chance to make sure the United States doesn't retreat toward unilateralism. Fischer did acknowledge the country's special history. After all, once the Bundestag approves troop deployment, it'll be the first time since the Second World War that German soldiers take part in a military campaign outside Europe. And any time the debate in Germany is couched within the phrase, for the first time since the Second World War, passions flare up. Roland Klaus, parliamentary leader of the left-wing Party of Democratic Socialism, rejected the arguments offered up by his pro-deployment colleagues.
Und in dieser schwierigen Situation sagen wir, eines wissen wir doch.
One thing is for sure, Klaus said. War is the wrong means to fight terror. War increases terror. It doesn't reduce it. Klaus is part of Parliament's vocal minority, but he may represent a growing and silent majority of the German public. The latest survey released here shows 57% of the public opposed to sending German troops to do battle. Guy Raz, NPR News, Berlin.